Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey, Chris, we're on a monorail. I know we're doing a draft soon. I don't think people are going to pick the monorail because it's not the best way to get to Magic Kingdom.
Sleeper of the draft, Alex. Are you serious? It's the monorail. We start every episode with, hey, guys, we're on the monorail. We don't say, hey, guys, we're on the vehicles of Main Street.
Okay, yeah, sure. I don't think a lot of people are going to pick Enchanted Tales of Belle. I mean, I love it. You don't even know what it is.
High up on my big board, for sure, Alex. Yeah.
What are you, nuts?
Do you even research?
Welcome to episode 214 of the This Is Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Alex.
And I'm Chris.
Today, we'll be giving the his on nothing. No his today.
Just kidding.
Psych.
We pranked you.
Today, we're actually going to do a draft, a Disney draft. So before we get to that, I want to tell everybody that if you want to watch this draft happen live, you could join the Goof Troop. Go over to any social media, Diz His Pod. Look on our information for, you know, go to our Twitter, Instagram, look at information, go to our Linktree. You can join our Patreon for as little as $2 a month, as well as being a Patreon member and seeing live recordings like we are doing now. You'll also be put in future drawings to win future prizes. Also, if you go to our information, you can get to our Tee Public from there, and we have a lot of fun merch.
You can also be put in future drawings to have past prizes, too.
What?
You said future drawings for future prizes, so I just wanted to say that you might even be able to win past prizes.
I don't think so.
As well.
I don't think so.
Probably not. Maybe. Who knows? Join and you'll see. You can email us at dizhispod@gmail.com. We do have 100% success rate of reading all of your emails if your name is not Remy live on the show. And we love getting your emails too, whether it's an email or a message on Facebook. They make our day. Also, we are getting more involved with Spotify. So we do post weekly polls and questions on our Spotify. And I've been really enjoying reading the responses from you on Spotify. So thank you for that. If you haven't already, please give us a 5-star review on Spotify, Google, or Apple Podcasts. It helps the podcast a bunch.
Yeah, sure it does. And so to get to this week's episode, we're going to do a draft. And I know we haven't done a game episode in a while, so maybe some of you don't understand. Maybe some are new. So we're going to do a fun little draft. We're going to look at information from, I think we picked Magic Kingdom. And, you know, Chris and I are going to go back and forth, do our draft. And then we're going to see how it went because one of our Patreons named Adam, who's with us today, has compiled some information. And he's going to tell us what exactly we're drafting tonight. Go ahead, Adam.
All right. Hello. All right. So some of you remember a draft we did, I think it was last year. With the Disney World Resort hotels.
Yes.
And this is pretty much along the same lines where we learned some lessons, so this should hopefully be better. So basically what I did was I went on to the Disney World website and I pulled up Magic Kingdom and I took a whole bunch of stuff off of it and just compiled it into different categories with the same amount of choices. So basically, we're going to go through and you're going to have a chance to, just like a draft, kind of try to pick the top players, and each thing has a score value. And the way that we got the score value, another plug for the Goof Troop, is that I actually sent out a voting for the Goof Troop so that everybody could vote for what favorite order everything was. And Chris is acting surprised because I didn't include posts in this. the one with the highest average score was the top favorite. That's worth 9 points. The second favorite, 8 points, all the way down to the least favorite, which is only 1 point. And that's for every single category. So let's go through what the categories are and the options for each one. The hosts have a list in front of them, but you can go to the blog spot and see what the list is yourself as we play, if you can. Okay, so the first category is character meet and greets. And for those, it's pretty much any time you can go and actually visit a character in person. So Enchanted Tales with Belle, Aladdin and Jasmine, Ariel, Astounding Donaldo and the Great Goofini, who are part of the Silly Sideshow on the Daring side. Mini Magnifique and Daisy Fortuna, who are at the Silly Sideshow on the Dashing side. Cinderella and Tiana and guest princesses, and they're at the next to the castle, but you know, it's Cinderella and Tiana are apparently like the two full time, and then each of them on each side has like a guest, so I think it can be like Cinderella and Rapunzel or another princess. Merida, Mickey, and Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. The next category is transportation. So this is anything that either is transportation or it's an attraction based on transportation. I had to open up the list a little bit so that we could get the amount that we needed. One is the ferry boat from the parking lot to the park. The Liberty Square River boat, which is the ferry boat in the park, the paddle wheeler in the park. The Main Street horse trolleys. The Main Street vehicles, which are those old-timey looking trucks and cars. The monorail. The Tom Sawyer Island rafts, which is to and from Tom Sawyer Island, but it doesn't include Tom Sawyer Island itself. The Tomorrowland Speedway. The Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover, which you may remember was our, I think, won the, what was it, the...
I don't know.
The brackets, the attraction, which you may remember won the Magic Kingdom attraction brackets.
Oh my God, that was so stupid. I do remember that.
The next category is shows and entertainment. So starting with Casey's Corner Pianist, that's a live entertainer. So the next category is shows and entertainment, and this is anything that basically takes place on a stage or a performer. So we have Casey's Corner Pianist, that's the piano player, live performer at Casey's Corner, Country Bear Jamboree, the Dapper Dans, Hall of Presidents, Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair, which I think we did a history on.
Correct.
Yes.
Mickey's Philhar Magic, the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress, which, fun piece of trivia, is actually listed as a slow ride at the Walt Disney website.
I guess technically it is.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I guess it is.
And Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. The current version, which I think is the original version. All right, the next category is slow rides. Starting with Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. Dumbo the Flying Elephant. It's a Small World, Jungle Cruise, Magic Carpets of Aladdin, Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Peter Pan's Flight, Prince Charming Regal Carousel, and Under the Sea Journey of the Little Mermaid. And finally, the last category is Thrills and Scary Rides, which have some, is either like a roller coaster has some form of fear factor included in it. Astro Orbiter, because it's so high up, Barnstormer, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, Haunted Mansion, Mad Tea Party, known as the Teacups, Pirates of the Caribbean, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Space Mountain, and the Tron Light Cycle. Now, I will put a caveat on the Tron Light Cycle that I originally pulled the Goof Troop before it had opened. And then I re-polled people after it had opened, and some people were kind of hesitant on voting because they hadn't actually ridden it yet. Take that into account.
All right. So I have thank you, Adam. First of all, Adam did briefly mention that this list will be on the blog spot. So yeah, I will post that in our social media with the release of the episode, probably prior to the release of the episode. If you want to do that right now, pause the episode, go over to our blog. We're going to have this list that he just read, but he also, like he mentioned, all these answers are weighted, and me and Alex don't know the weights of them and the point values, but you guys will see that in the key that we'll put underneath the original list so that you guys can play along and draft and see if you guys can come up with a better score than Alex and I. So we will have that at your disposal.
All right, so the way this works is we're going to have six rounds, Each round, we're going to flip-flop who goes first and who goes second. You're going to pick two choices per round for the first five rounds, and then the sixth round is kind of like a bonus round. I got some special little things for you guys to do.
Cool.
All right, so do you want to start out with Alex, since Chris was the champion last time? Give Alex a little bit of an edge.
I think I'm comfortable with giving Alex the edge. I'm comfortable with that. And now, Adam, we can jump from category to category.
You can pick anything picks, right? That hasn't been chosen, but you max out. Once you pick two from one of the categories, you can't pick anything else from that category.
All right, easy enough.
Okay.
All right, Alex. Well, who's your number one pick, Alex?
Oh, man, number one pick. Okay, so I'm going to go with number one pick, something I know will be first, because I kind of took these lists and I organized them by what I like, but I forgot. I also have to keep in mind whatever people like to as well.
That's true.
So, for my first pick from the thrill and scary category is going to be Haunted Mansion.
Oh, okay. All right. Haunted Mansion off the board.
Haunted Mansion off the board. I think it's the number one pick. I mean, would you have picked it number one, Chris?
No, because I have a favorite of mine that I think is undervalued here.
And, well, undervalued doesn't help you. You got to pick what everyone else values. No.
I mean, I think you undervalue.
Oh, okay. So, okay. So, are you going to pick that one right now, or are you going to try to hold on to it?
Oh, absolutely. I just got a number one pick at number two, Alex. And I am very happy to draft Space Mountain.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think Space Mountain is, it's proved itself. It's in a lot of the parks, right? Same ride, too, relatively. I mean, same idea. It's just one of those timeless rides that I can't find anyone that does not like Space Mountain.
That's my number two for Thrill and Scary.
Well, I got to steal at number two.
I don't know about that. A Haunted Mansion is world-loved. World-loved. Old and young.
I don't know, because they had to change it overseas. It's not even Haunted Mansion. It's Mystic Manor.
Still amazing.
But not the same.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, Alex. Who's being taken off the board at number three?
That's you.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna go two. Oh man. Okay, so I think I'm between two here. But now there's a dark horse, but I think I'm gonna leave him on the board because I don't think you're gonna pick him. I'm between two here, and I think I'm going to go with my gut and go with the Carousel of Progress at number three overall.
What group is that?
Shows
and entertainment. I think I'm going to go with, Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress because two reasons. I get an extra slow ride because it's categorized as a slow ride on the website, right?
No, that's not how that works.
Well, no, it is, though. It is.
Okay.
And I think I think Carousel of Progress is going to be a fan favorite amongst the Goof Troop.
Yeah. I got to think of the Goof Troop more.
Yeah, I'm going to go Carousel of Progress at number three. Lock it in.
Okay. So that's your second pick.
And I also, I'm trying to round out these. You know, I'm trying to have a good park, you know?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Fun for everybody?
No, I'm trying to get the high score. So, okay, so you went Shows Entertainment. We got two gone for Thrill and Scary. I could go Thrill and Scary, but then you have your choice from that afterwards. Let me see if I can get anything that's better than anything else. What category has something that stands out for the categories? I think I'm gonna go Transportation.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go with the Monorail.
That was actually what I was going
to
pick.
Snipes. But that Monorail, now not my favorite way to get to Disney. Not my favorite. But the Monorail is so iconic. And it's so, everyone loves it. I love riding the Monorail. It's just not my favorite way to get to Magic Kingdom. And we are doing Magic Kingdom, right?
We are.
Every four picks, that's a kind of the end of one round. So all I'm right. going to do an update on where you guys stand. I'm not going to share the scores.
Okay.
But I will tell you who's winning.
Okay.
And right now, nobody's winning. You guys are actually tied.
Oh, wow. Okay. So every four picks, yes, will stop and give a break to you. Okay. So this is starting the next round.
Yep. Per se. So this is round two.
So then am I picking first, Alex, and then you go two, and then I go last? You want to do that way? We'll flip-flop it that way?
Yeah. No, we'll flip it. You can go first.
And then okay. I'll go, all right. Sounds good.
So, yeah. So, we'll flip it. So, every round we'll switch who picks first. So, you can go with it first in this round.
Okay.
And I'll get the back-to-back picks.
All right. Sounds good. I'm gonna pick here. Now, Adam, answer me this question. So, transportation. What's the highest score that you can get in transportation?
9. Every category, the highest score you can get is 9.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. So every
category, there's 9 options for every single category, so they all have.
Okay. I'm gonna go character meet and greet Mickey Mouse. I believe he is going to be the number 9 in that category.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Probably. Probably will. I have a character meet and greet I like, but I'm not gonna pick because I think it's gonna stay out there for a while. I think I'm gonna go to Slow Ride and pick Jungle Cruise.
Ah, that's a good one. That's a
I know I love Jungle Cruise. I know you don't like it, Chris, but or you've never been on it.
It was on my big board.
Our Patreons love Jungle Cruise because it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think, should I go out to Thrill and Scary and make sure I check it the third best?
I know, it's tough.
I think
it's tough.
But there's so many good ones on Thrill and Scary. I mean, Big Thunder, Pirates Caribbean, Seven Dwarfs, all good. And you go out to Slow Ride, and you got, I'm trying to think of Slow Ride, not too much on Slow Ride. I don't like Slow Rides, so it's hard for me to determine what I think is best. Show Entertainment is there. No picks from Show Entertainment. It's all available to us. I'm trying to think what our Discord would like.
Shows and Entertainment, I did pick Carousel of Progress.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, that's right. I was thinking Slow Ride again, because you guys mentioned it earlier. I could pick a character meet and greet. I think I'm going to pick a character meet and greet. And I'm going to pick... I don't love this one, but I'm thinking because of the bang for your buck, I'm going to pick Fairy Tale Hall.
I love that pick.
All the princesses.
I think
so if anybody likes princesses, they're going to rank it pretty high.
Absolutely. I think that pick is very well-rounded, really good in a lot of different categories. I've seen a lot of skill set from the princesses. There's a lot of princesses to go around, and I think Fairy Tale Hall is a banger of a pick, Alex, and I'm jealous.
I think it may be number 2 behind Mickey, but Mickey is definitely, I think you're right, is number 1.
Has to be number 1, right?
Yeah. I kind of feel like I shouldn't have picked Monorail.
I think Monorail is the top pick in that one.
No, I think that's right as well. All right, you get the last pick of the round.
All right, I'm going to go... Oh, man, I'm between a couple here, but I'm going to go with my gut. It tells me to go Thrill and Scary Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates of the Caribbean is high on my draft board coming into this draft. Very happy to get it at the end of round 2. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those. I think it's gonna be one of those high numbered picks here, and that's my second in the Thrill and Scary, and I'm officially done.
Yeah,
Thrill and Scary.
Mm-hmm. So I can throw that out to my last pick. Now.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
And that concludes round 2. And right now, Chris is in the lead, but only by a measly 2 points.
Wow, okay.
And remind us what we've picked so far.
So, Alex, so far you have Fairy Tale Hall, the princesses, mm-hmm. Cinderella, Tiana, and their guests, the monorail, nothing from Shows and Entertainment, Slow Rides Jungle Cruise, and the Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, Chris... You've picked Meet and Greet with Mickey Mouse, nothing from Transportation, Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress for Shows and Entertainment, nothing from Slow Rides, and then Thrill and Scary, you have Pirates of the Caribbean and Space Mountain.
So nothing from Transportation and nothing from Slow Rides.
Correct.
All right, and I get first pick of this round, correct?
All right, you got the first pick, Alex.
I'm going to go with Show Entertainment. My favorite show entertainment, Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor.
Okay, I think it's a horrible pick, actually.
I think it's a great pick.
I think it's actually a really bad pick.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the only one worse than that would probably be Hall of Presidents. Just my gut. It's my gut saying.
Okay.
Just my gut saying.
I don't know what Casey's Corner pianist is. Never seen
That's
Dapper Dan.
That's the pianist at Casey Corner.
I don't even know what that is.
I think the Dapper Dans might be a strong pick here, but I will not go Dapper Dans. I am going to pick one of the categories I have not picked yet. Should I go slow ride? Should I go transportation? I think I'm going to go transportation, and I'm going to go Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover. Newsflash, that won our bracket of best ride in all of Disney.
Yeah, I know. That was dumb.
So am I being risky taking this pick? Are people, is there vengeance out there? Are people mad that we picked that and they're going to rate that low?
Should. I don't think so. Should be. They should be very upset about it.
And I'm going to take my pick from the slow rides as well.
Uh-huh.
I'm between two here. There's two picks here that show a lot of promise. But I'm going to give the edge to the one that always has.
Name the two.
So the two is, it's a small
world. Don't name the two, Chris. Don't name the two. Don't give them away.
And Peter Pan's Flight. Maybe.
What is it? Say it again.
I forget what I said first. I'm going to go with Peter Pan's Flight here.
It was between Peter's Pan Flight. What else?
And Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peter Pan's Flight, which I'm picking is Peter so Pan's overrated. Flight.
I don't think so. I think it's very enjoyable.
Mm.
Always a long wait for a reason.
No.
And it's not because of the amount of people that can get on it at the same time. It's a myth.
Okay. It's a myth.
It's a myth. All right. So okay. I've taken one of my slow rides off the board. I've taken one of my
transportation
off the board. I have a very well-rounded park right now. I would go there.
I'm going to go. You would go there?
Yeah.
Nothing wet so far.
Nothing.
I'm going to go back to shows entertainment because I think this is definitely up there in the top five, maybe okay. Top three. Country Bear Jamboree.
All right. That is I'm jealous of that one too. I'm jealous of that one too because that's one of my favorites. But I do see a sleeper in this category still.
Okay. Maybe you can pick them last round because I got two from Joe's Entertainment already.
Yep. That locks them out. All right. So that concludes round three.
Are you looking for a magical experience? Look no further than Three Cheeky Chicks, a Disney-themed candle company that'll transport you to your favorite childhood memories.
Three Cheeky Chicks offers wax melts, candles, diffuser oils, and room sprays, all available on magicallyscented.com. And the best part? You can use the code DizHiz20 at checkout to receive 20% off your purchase.
Immerse yourself in the world of Disney with scents like Polyjuice Potion, which is orange and mulled fruit blended with oak and patchouli on a base of sugared berries. Or try Once Upon a Dream, a magical blend of pears, peaches, and wild red berries, mixed with water lily, apple blossoms, tear flowers, and jasmine, the base of vanilla orchard, sandalwood, coconut milk, and chiffon musk.
And don't forget the official DizHiz scent, created exclusively for fans of the DizHiz podcast. Three Cheeky Chicks candles, wax melts, and diffusers make the perfect gift for any Disney lover.
So visit magicallyscented.com today and use the code DizHiz20 for 20% off your purchase. Three Cheeky Chicks, where every scent tells a story.
Hey guys, want to hear something cool? Do you want to be part of the Goof Troop? Our Goof Troop is the best, and a way to help support the show. You get access to our wonderful giveaways, Discord chat, and you can join for only $2 a month. In our Discord chat, you can interact with the hosts and some of our great members. There are Disney-themed games in our chat, streams from the park, we have a special Spotify playlist. Overall, we just have a lot of fun. You also get access to our live shows, which can sometimes be a little crazy. Once again, help support the show for as low as $2 a month and join the Goof Troop. Just go to DizHiz.com and on top, there's a link.
Hey, I'm Joe from the DizHiz.
And I'm Nick from Sandpiper Vacations.
We will be teaming up to give one of the best travel experiences ever.
I am a travel agent with Sandpiper Vacations. We are able to book any vacation destination around the world, including Disney, cruises, and all-inclusive resorts.
We have been working here at the DizHiz to become travel agents. And with our knowledge of the parks, we want to plan the best Disney trip for you.
Using us as a travel agent, we are updated on the latest and greatest information about all of the destinations. We can help save you time, stress, and sometimes some money. Using our services costs you absolutely nothing. It is completely free to you, and we are happy to assist you with giving you more value for your trip.
So if you're looking to book your next Disney trip, go to DizHiz.com. Check out DizHiz Destinations on the very top.
Check us out streaming on award-winning Disney streaming site Sorcerer Radio on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, or catch us again at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Sorcerer Radio is an amazing 24/7 Disney radio. Just visit srsounds.com or download the Sorcerer Radio app.
And still, Chris is in the lead, but due to some poor choices on Alex's part, he is now 9 points ahead.
Oh, Alex.
Get out of here.
Alex.
It's not how you, it's all right. We'll finish strong. All right. Chris, you get first pick this next round.
All right. Sounds good. My first pick here is going to be what I believe is this sleeper that is still on the board. And that's going to be... Oh, man. There's actually two sleepers here. Oh, but I can wait. I'm going to go the Walt Disney World Railroad.
Oh, my gosh. That was going to be my next transportation pick.
Walt Disney World Railroad. Stud here in the third round.
Yeah,
third
that's a
round,
good one.
Right?
Yeah, fourth round.
Fourth round. It fell. It all started with a train, Alex. Remember, it all started with a train.
I know. I was going to pick it next. My next two picks, that was going to be one of them.
Well, imagine going to a park and it's like, oh, man, got to pick. You want to go on the railroad first or the people mover first? That's a good problem to have.
No, it's not. People mover sucks.
That's my park for you.
All right. Okay, so I'm not going to do Thrill and Scary because that's the throwaway. I could pick that last round. Slow Rides, I have one of two. Shintertainment, I got two already. Transportation, I got one of two. And Character Meet and Greet, I got one of two. So I got to figure out what is going to be a next good pick to get me back on this list here. Transportation, I don't really see anything that's that great that's on the list. Nothing I feel like I have to take right now. I think I have to go to Slow Rides, and I have to put my mind at everybody else. I'm not a slow ride person. Mm-hmm. I got to figure out what is the next best slow ride that people love. And I would never select it, but I have to take It's a Small World.
That's a really good value pick, Alex.
I got to take It's a Small World.
Great value pick.
Got to take it. So I have two slow rides now, right?
Yes, and Chris is locked out of transportation and Thrill and Scary.
So I'm going to go back to Character Meet and Greet because I feel like there's more value there than there is in transportation. Of course, I don't have to do that. So I'm going to go back to Character Meet and Greet to pick one before you pick your second.
Okay.
And this is so hard because...
This is a tough one because there's different reasons for each one that I can see.
But I know what I'm going with. There's a two. I have these stacked, one and two, right now.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you the order I have them stacked, but I have these stacked right now in one and two because see, I wanted to pick my favorite, but you know what? I'm not going to pick my favorite because I really want to win. It's between the sideshows. It's between Donald and Goofy and Minnie and Daisy. And I'm going with what I love. So I'm going with Astounding Donaldo and Great Goofini.
That's a really good pick. You can make the case for Minnie because it's Mickey and Minnie, 1A, 1B, right? But you got Donald and Goofy. That's a juggernaut of a team, right? Yeah, I love that pick.
And what I didn't pick was Enchanted Tales with Belle, which is my favorite. And if you have a kid, a small kid, you'll love it because it's like a show. They get to be a part of it, and then they get to meet Belle afterwards. But I don't think it's high on the list of people who are just going to Disney for fun because it takes a long time.
I could see that. I could definitely see that. Oh, my last pick is going to be... I'm going to have to go. Oh, man. Where is Alex locked out of, Adam? Can you remind me?
Alex is locked out of Character Meet and Greet, and Shows and Entertainment, and Slow Rides.
Okay. Well, I need to pick one of those. So I'm going to go the Enchanted Tiki Room. I think that's a good pick.
Terrible pick.
I think it's a great pick. It's cult following. You think of Dole Whip. What else was I gonna pick? I love PhilharMagic, but I don't know.
PhilharMagic is great.
Yeah, but I don't know if other people are
gonna
do that.
That's third on my list. My personal list, that's third.
I think Dapper Dans might be higher than we think.
Probably. I don't even know where that is, honestly.
It's on Main Street. They're just like chilling on Main Street.
They even out there anymore?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. They are.
I mean, when I see them, I have seen them passing by and they are.
Yeah, it is cool. I think they're gonna be higher than we think.
Probably.
All right.
So at the end of round four, Chris is still in the lead, now by 16 points.
Oh, what? My gosh.
Are you serious? This is ridiculous.
Very serious in you.
This makes no sense. This makes no sense.
Just getting that value.
This makes no sense.
Well, you'll see where your picks went wrong once we go through the review.
This is ridiculous. All right, so I got first pick of this last round.
Yes.
And this pick, I have to go thrill and scary, and I have to go transportation. And you can't pick any of these, so it doesn't matter.
No, I'm nervous here, Alex. I'm nervous because if I bomb, which I very well could, because I'm very skeptical on these next two answers, and you pick like really good answers, this could be cutting it close, especially with this bonus round coming up.
Chris, what did you pick for thrill and scary?
I picked pirates and Space Mountain.
All right, I'm gonna have to go with Big Thunder Mountain.
Great pick.
As my second thrill and scary pick.
Really good value in round five too.
And for transportation, you know, I don't really think trolley, mainstream vehicles, don't think it's an issue. Island rafts, Tom Sawyer raft, I don't think that's a thing. Tomorrowland Speedway is nothing. So I'm gonna have to go with ferry boat, which personally is my favorite way to get to Magic Kingdom.
That was on my big board. My last two on my big board for transportation was ferry boat and Main Street horse trolley. Just because of the iconic Main Street horse trolley, but the ferry boat, I mean, that's a great ride. That's a great means of transportation.
We never take the monorail to and from. We take it from Disney sometimes if it's really late and not busy, but we usually always take the ferry boat.
Yeah, I've never been on the monorail. I've never had a reason to. So that's why I've never been on it. But I believe the monorail was number one in that category. Okay, so I have to pick a slow ride and I have to pick a meet and greet. Meet and greet, I wanted to go Minnie, but you know, I'm going to go with my boy Winnie the Pooh and Tigger.
I think that's a high one because people love Pooh and Tigger.
Yeah, I love that combo. It's a nice 1-2 punch. I'd be against my religion picking Daisy Duck, so I'm gonna stay away from anything attached to her. So yeah, lock it in, Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. Lastly, slow rides. I'll speak out my answer here.
Mm-hmm.
We really have a lot of nothing burgers here, right?
Yeah,
sure. I'll go through this list. Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin, definitely not even an option.
Too long of a wait.
We got Under the Sea. I love that ride, but I don't think people
Great
love
ride.
That ride. I don't know if people
Great
love
ride.
That ride universally, right? Prince Charming Regal Carousel. I mostly forget it's there.
It's a carousel.
It's a carousel. Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Love that ride, but again, don't know if it's universally loved. Mm-hmm. Magic Carpets of Aladdin is a ripoff of what I'm going to pick with my last pick. Dumbo, the Flying Elephant. It's just such an iconic ride. And
iconic, I think it'll get... I feel like a lot of people don't go on it.
I think it'll get mercy points, though, in the ranking system. I think that's a nice, like, low-end, middle-of-the-tier type points. Like, maybe like a 4 or 5-pointer out of 9. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be low. So... lock it in, Dumbo the Flying Elephant, for my last pick in this draft.
All right, and that is the end of the 5 regular rounds. It's kind of been funny watching chat because we got Classic Ryan watching, cheering for Team Alex, who started out with, I have faith, and then after last round, I have lost faith.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ryan. Don't reveal where we are yet.
Okay.
Let's tell us how round 6 is going to work, and let's do that first.
All right, so the way round 6 is going to work is that the first phase of round 6, each of you gets to pick one more from any category. Just one.
All
right, then the second phase of round 6, each of you is going to get to steal one of your opponent's choices with no takebacks.
What?
So if you think Chris has an absolute dunk of a win, you can take it from him, and if he thinks you have a dunk of a win, you can take it. So effectively, you could steal 9 and 9 and still be exactly where you were, or one of you could make just pick one that was totally off base and really change the way things are sitting.
So we're doing an Eli Manning for Philip Rivers trade.
Pretty much. So, but Alex, this is where you can really win, really, really take it, because Chris could pick a really bad one, and you could take a 9, and you could end up winning.
I know what he's going to steal from me, and I think he knows what I'm going to steal from him, so it's going to be crazy. I hate that part. That's going to be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's do our picks. Who's going to pick first? We have to somehow decide this.
You can pick first. You do not have the edge right now, so I will allow you to pick first.
So we were talking about slow rides, and you mentioned Mini Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. And I thought, oh man, people love Pooh. They love Pooh. Yeah. I don't know why they love Pooh, but they do. Kids love Pooh. Adults love Pooh. Everybody loves Pooh. Never been a big fan of Pooh myself, but it's a good slow ride. People love to go on. I think about Buzz Lightyear's. It's a long line. Why is it a long line? I don't know, but it always is. So if you're taking Peter Pan's flight knowledge, what you said about that, and put it towards Buzz Lightyear, then Buzz Lightyear must be good. Everyone must like it. It's always a wait.
It's true.
Show entertainments, I'm not worth looking at that. I'm not looking at transportation. Mm-hmm. Character meet and greet, I'm thinking maybe now Ariel will be a good choice, because Ariel is such a loved character.
Mm-hmm. Especially now.
Such a loved character. But now I'm thinking about my steal and what I'm going to steal as well. What category am I going to steal something in? Thrill and Scary. Seven Dwarfs is a good ride.
I know what I'm picking here.
Okay, good for you.
100%. And I know what I'm stealing, too.
I know what I'm stealing. I know what you're stealing, too. If I could, I'd write it down so I could show you. I am going to write it down. I have a little speaker. I'm going to write down what you're going to steal for me.
And I know what you're going to steal for me, and I'm sad about it, but...
I'll write down what you're gonna steal from me, because I know what you're stealing from me.
I'm writing down what you're stealing from me. All right, what's your last pick, Alex?
Okay, so with the idea of what I'm stealing from you, my last pick is gonna be Mini Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, all right. I think it's a weak last pick. I do. I truly do. Okay. I'm going to go with a nice middle of the tier to maybe higher tier. This could be a 3 or 4, which would make it a 5 or 6 pointer. I'm going to go with Mickey's PhilharMagic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a really solid bonus round pick. All right.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good pick. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of upset about that.
Yeah. I was very thrilled to hear you not mention that at all in your recap.
Chris, why don't you steal first, since I picked first this round?
I'm stealing the monorail.
Oh!
I think that's a sure 9.
I thought you were stealing Haunted Mansion.
No, because I think monorail is a sure first place vote. I think it is. And there's actually 2 that I think you could steal from me that are definitely number 9s. But I think I know what you're going to pick. I think you're going to pick Space Mountain.
I'm actually picking Mickey Mouse.
Oh, okay. That was my
other
choice.
Which is why I did not draft Ariel.
Yeah, I think Mickey will be the number 9. Space Mountain would have been a juggernaut for sure. Mm-hmm. But I still do think Space Mountain's probably the number 9. Really excited to get to the results of this.
I think I just won, because there's no way. I think Monorail's probably is a 9, though.
I think Monorail's a 9, man.
Mickey Mouse is a 9. All we did was swap 9s.
I think we swapped 9s.
All right, Adam.
All right, don't tell us the points. We'll add it up. We'll add it up at the end. Well, you can tell us the points like as we go, but the total points at the end.
Right. Okay. So I'll run through each one so people can hear how things panned out. So, right. So I'm going to start with the bottom. So what I say is first is going to be, we're going to work our way up to 9. So the least favorite was actually Merida.
Okay. Right. Makes sense. One point. That'll be 1 point. Okay. Gotcha.
The second least favorite, so coming in at 2 points, was actually Winnie the Pooh and Tigger.
Wow. That's surprising.
Yes. And I'll tell you, with character meet and greet, they were all over the place.
I imagine.
Because some people were all over the nostalgia. Like, basically, you can kind of see, like, as things were progressing, you could kind of see that there were kind of, like, 2 camps out there. There was, like, Team Fab 5 and Team Princess.
Right.
And you could see that they were kind of centered in along those lines. And then Winnie the Pooh and Tigger were just not
off to the side.
Yeah. Wow. 3 points were 3 points. So third least favorite, Astounding Donaldo and Great Goofy.
Oh my gosh. That was where I fell off.
Both of us. Well, I picked the 2.
My theory is that with these, they're not as strong as they might normally be, because if you have actually not been through these, the reason that they have these weird names is because they have that circus theme going on. Right. So you're not meeting Donald in Sailor Donald outfit. You're meeting Donald dressed up as like a snake charmer.
Which I love.
It is different, but it's not that nostalgic classic. That's my theory about this one. Mm-hmm. 4 points, so we're meeting about halfway, is Aladdin and Jasmine.
Okay.
Yeah.
5 points is Fairy Tale Hall, Cinderella, Tiana, and the Princesses.
Wow, that's my gosh. Lower than I thought.
6 points, and I'm not sure why, Mini Magnifique and Dizzy Fortuna.
Okay.
7 points, Ariel.
Okay, yeah. That's, yeah.
8 points, Enchanted Tales with Belle.
Wow. Really? Second best. I'm shocked.
And I think this one might be, as you guys put, a little more bang for the buck, because it's not just walking up and seeing them. You get that experience. There's that magic mirror effect and all that sort of stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then finally, of course, 9 points at the top is Mickey Mouse.
All right.
Congrats, Alex. Man, instead of Donaldo and Great Goofy, if I went Enchanted Tales. Dang it.
But between those two, Chris actually made a worse choice with Winnie the Pooh and Tigger.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
So I only got 2 points from that category, and you got 12. No, you got 12. And then you picked Minnie too, right?
I picked Princesses. So
yeah.
9, 5, 14 plus 3.
14. 17. Wow, so I got 17 to 2.
Yep. All right, moving on to transportation. We have at the very bottom with 1 point, Tomorrowland Speedway.
As it should be.
Makes sense. Number 2, Tom Sawyer Island Rafts.
Okay.
Not a surprise there, I don't think. Number 3, Main Street Vehicles.
Okay. So far, they're exactly as they're ordered.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 4, the Liberty Square Riverboat.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Number 5, the Main Street Horse Trolley.
Okay.
Number 6, the ferry boat from the parking lot to the park.
Okay, is Alex's pick.
Okay.
Number 7, monorail.
Ooh, what?
Seven?
You stole my 7?
Number 8, the Walt Disney World Railroad, which makes the still reigning champion of the transportation is the Tomorrowland Transit Authority people.
So that's where you blasted off, is you got the railroad and the people mover.
Yeah, and the monorail.
Well, yeah, but yeah,
those 7, 8, and 9.
7, 8, 9, and I have 6.
Okay.
Now moving to shows and entertainment. Starting at the very bottom, we have Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair for 1 point.
Scared me. I thought you were gonna say Mickey's PhilharMagic.
The Hall of Presidents at 2 points. Yeah.
Makes sense.
And fun little fact here, there was a point where Hall of Presidents was actually the highest rated.
Oh, I know why.
But that's only because Robo Ryan voted before anybody else in this category. And it quickly dropped as soon as other people chimed in. Number 3, Country Bear Chamboree. 3 points.
Oh, are you serious?
I am serious.
That's shocking.
Oh my gosh.
Number 4 points, Casey's Corner Pianist.
How is that
one guy, a live one live performer, one live performer sitting in a hot dog stand beat out a whole bunch of animatronic bears?
Bear Jamboree, wow.
That's insane.
Number 5, Mickey's PhilHar Magic.
Okay.
Dapper Dance is still there.
I did guess that.
Dapper Dance is still there.
6 points, Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
Wow. Mm. Nobody picked Dapper Dance, right?
No one picked Dapper Dance.
Mm. Nobody picked Dapper Dance. Nope. 8 points, Walt Disney's.
Wait. We missed seven.
No, 7 was Dapper Dance. Oh, yeah. Dapper Dance is 7.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. We mentioned that. Okay.
Yeah. Number 8, Walt Disney's.
Are you serious right now?
Enchanted Tiki Room.
Are you serious right now?
And number 9, Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress.
Wow. Carousel of Progress for me was an early pick.
Yeah.
But Tiki Room is a late pick.
No one goes to Tiki Room. You ask me somebody who goes to Magic Kingdom and they have one day to be there, I'll show you someone who does not go to Tiki Room. This is ridiculous.
It's a staple.
It doesn't matter. If you don't go to it, you shouldn't put it so high.
And I will point out that those two, they say Walt Disney's for a reason. Those are two that Walt Disney actually had a hand in. And I think that is a very strong reason why they got as high as they did.
I can't agree with you anymore.
I'm sorry, Patreon members, but you're all liars. Because there's no reason you spend one day at Magic Kingdom and you go to Tiki Room.
I disagree.
No way.
I disagree.
Slow rides.
Okay, starting at the bottom. Number 1, Magic Carpets of Aladdin. Okay. Not only is it one of 3 rides that spin in a circle, and one of like, and basically like, there's actually four rides that go in a circle like that, all in one park. And I would say Magic Carpets with Aladdin fits the least in the land that it's in, because you basically have a desert theme in a jungle land.
Yes, 100%. Deserves at the bottom.
Number two, Prince Charming Regal Carousel. Probably not a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Dumbo the Flying Elephant.
Oh.
4 points, Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Not great.
Not great.
That was your bonus pick, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Number 5 points, Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
Okay.
6 points, It's a Small World. 7 points, Peter Pan's Flight. 8 points, Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid.
Which no one
picked. No one picked that, yeah.
No one picked
and
that.
And 9 points, Jungle Cruise.
Rightfully so.
And I will say this was the most solid pick, because the average score for this is 8.45.
Wow, so one person sounds
Two people didn't choose it. So Maddie and, let's see, the thing is Maddie and Gabby just have poor taste.
Shots fired.
Maddie probably picked Under the Sea.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'd have to go look, but yeah. So this one was like a solid. Like the next most popular, so this was 8.45. The next most popular Under the Sea was, the average was 6.55.
Yeah,
so a huge gap in between. And finally, our Thrill Scary Rides, starting at the bottom with 1 point, Barnstormer.
Mm-hmm.
2 points, Astro Orbiter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3 points, Mad Tea Party. Teacups.
I had my cursor at these three at the very beginning to put numbers on it.
Number 4 points, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Okay.
5 points, and this is why I mentioned this ahead of time, Tron Light Cycle.
Okay.
Yep, that's fine.
Number 6 points, Space Mountain.
Yes.
Wow.
7 points, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
8 points, Haunted Mansion.
Oh, wow.
And 9 points, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
That's surprising.
Did not think the Haunted Mansion was not number one.
Well, it is a form of medical treatment.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right. I'm slightly worried, actually.
I don't know, man. Your transportation is so solid.
All right, are you ready for the final results?
Let's hear it.
Let's go.
Okay, so the winner by only 3 points.
Oh my gosh.
Is the reigning champion, Chris.
Oh, wow. No. Dude, what a comeback, though. Oh my God.
16-3.
You actually, at the end of round four, you jumped from 16 to 6.
Oh
my God.
You
gained 10 points in one round.
That dug Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh selection cost me the win.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. That was pretty bad.
Oh
my
gosh.
I'm so glad that I talked up Winnie the Pooh.
If I instead picked Ariel, I would have won.
By a decent chunk.
No, if I picked Ariel, we would have tied.
Which would have been really funny.
Yeah, actually. That would have been hilarious.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for putting it together. I know this took a lot of time.
Absolutely.
Not just interviewing, but doing all these algorithms and all the formulas and stuff on this, probably an Excel sheet that you're looking at. Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
And I am looking at doing one of these for like either the other three parks or all four parks, because nothing else has the same quantity of attractions and shows and everything in one park. But I think doing one pop, like one big one of just like one category for each park, and then maybe like other stuff around, like, you know, the golf, like the mini golf and the water parks and stuff, would be
absolutely
pretty good.
or combine two parks, like combine the dumb little ones like Epcot Animal Kingdom.
I was thinking Epcot Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios together into one, because that gives me enough to work with.
And if you're listening at home and like episodes like this, please let us know. We'll do more of them. We'll put a little poll in our Spotify episode. If not, just email us if you want to hear more of this. I have a lot of fun doing them, but we do this for you guys, so we'd love to hear from you guys.
Oh my gosh. Whew, I gotta cool down. I'm hot over here.
I know.
I'm hot over here.
You're hot. I'm hot, dude. I just won 2 drafts in a row. I'm like Kevin Costner on Draft Day.
What?
You ever saw that movie?
Draft Day? Yeah. I actually have not seen that movie.
either of I, but I assume that he did well.
All right, Chris, what'd you do this week in Disney?
I am in the middle of a move right now, Alex. You might not be aware of.
No, I did not see boxes almost kill you earlier.
Yeah, no, never happened. So I did not do a whole lot in Disney, but what I did do was a little bit of, to decompress at night after long, stressful days. I read a lot more comics. I finished the Ultimates comic series that I was telling you about, and I'm reading a I'm reading like the new installment of the Ultimates. I read volumes 1, 2, and 3 on Marvel Unlimited. Really, really good. Again, if you're interested in comics, I highly recommend doing that. I also read issue 1 of the new 2023 Planet of the Apes, which is owned by Marvel, apparently. So I read issue 1 of that. It's going to be I'm excited for new issues to get put out on Marvel Unlimited because I love the movies. And I also started reading Age of Ultron from, I think, 2013. It's fun to read the comics after you watch the movies or vice versa, because it's cool to see how they are different than each other. Because like the main two heroes right now in Age of Ultron in the comic is Luke Cage and She-Hulk, which is really funny because they like just popped into the MCU very recently. So it's cool to see the contrast between the MCU and the comic books, which is really fun. I did play some Marvel Snap. They came out with some big new updates, so I did play some of that. I know we both have been playing a lot of Marvel Snap. Other than those two things, not a whole lot. Really have not had a lot of time to do much in Disney. I think I did talk about Secret Invasion last week, and a new episode came out today. Did not have an opportunity to watch it, but I'm very excited to watch the new episode. I'm really liking the direction they're taking the show. It's very confusing, and I love when shows confuse me. What about you, Alex? Just kidding. I know what you did. I could say what you're going to say verbatim.
Go ahead. Take a guess.
Not a whole lot. I did watch the new episodes of Bluey, and the second half of the new season came out today, and didn't get a chance to watch a whole lot of that yet. I did watch a few minutes, so I can't wait to watch that with my kids this week. But go ahead, Alex. You say it.
Okay. So didn't do a whole lot this week in Disney, to be honest. But guess what we did this morning when I woke up before I went
to work?
Ate some cereal and watched the new second half of Bluey, just released on Disney Plus. Season 3, second half, just released. We've watched a lot of it online illegally before this on YouTube. We watched like...
Cut that.
No, I'm not going to cut it because people should know. I watched on YouTube. You can find some people, users, who put it out there.
Just say unlicensed.
And it's like sometimes it's black and white. And then sometimes... Sometimes it will play a little bit and it'll zoom in on one little spot and then zoom back out and then zoom back in and zoom back out. But you can kind of understand what's happening.
In black and white, you're just watching it in character as like a dog.
Yeah, like a dog. Yeah, exactly. But no, we started watching the second half of the third season. And when I left the house this morning, I almost was like, okay, guys, turn off Bluey. We're going to watch it together. But I was thinking, like, how many times are we going to watch this? We're going to watch it a billion times.
Yeah,
so really, if
yeah.
I miss, it's not a big deal.
Plenty but of Bluey in the future.
I'm very excited. It's funny because I was at work, and at work at the camp I work at for the day camp, there is this area where we have the computer hooked up, and it's always on Disney Plus. They're always playing a movie or a show or whatever. And they were playing Bluey. And I walked over to what had to be like two, maybe four or five, like 11, 10-year-old girls. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, y'all watching Bluey? And they're like, no, we want to change it from Bluey to something else. I said, what? Don't you know the new second half of the season came out? They're like, why do you know that? I was like, because I have a daughter. So I went on, and they're like, you're going to change it? I was like, yeah, I'll change it to the new half season of Bluey just came out. And I changed it to more Bluey, but newer ones. They're like, incredible. No, turn it off.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. Well, a couple more years, they'll appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
They're in that too cool for Bluey stage.
Exactly, yeah. There's that age where you're like, oh, Bluey, you know, if you don't have kids, maybe you don't like Bluey.
Makes
sense. If you're older than like elementary school, maybe you don't like Bluey, but right. You know what, you should, because it's awesome.
It is.
Other than that, not too much this week in Disney. We did try to watch the new Avatar. We didn't get too far into it because we're just really confused what's happening.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I was like, we have to go back and watch the original Avatar first, because we watched like the first 15 minutes of new Avatar, and like I couldn't remember what happened in the first Avatar because I saw it when it came out.
Like, wait a second, that guy's dead. What did I miss?
And they're like, characters coming back in. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. So we gotta watch the original Avatar. Unfortunately, my wife is not looking forward to that. So I don't know when we're gonna do that.
Yeah, that's a journey. It's really just the first movie over again, but in water this time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Which you probably hated.
It was terrifying to me. It was very hard to watch. Very unsettling seeing all these people just jump into the water like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I really want to start watching Invasion, but I just don't have time to watch TV on my own, and my wife won't watch Invasion. So
my wife won't either. She watched the first episode, was not a fan. Yeah, so I am watching that on my own. Oh, thank goodness I binged the episodes that I didn't see, because I was like dying, because I hate getting spoiled, because I live on Twitter, and just every other tweet is a spoiler for anything, because people just hate other people. So I am glad that I get to watch that at my own leisure now. I would definitely recommend it, but it's not something that you need to watch right now. It's not something like, hey, stop what you're doing and watch it. I would probably say watch Bluey first and then get to Secret Invasion.
But the only thing I'm worried about is when like movies start popping out, are they include information from Invasion? 100%. I don't know.
Yes, 100%.
So, yeah, that's why I need to watch it sometime soon. So I'm up to date, and I'm really waiting on some more movies come out from Disney. You know, I'm waiting for Guardians of the Galaxy to come out, the new Guardians of the Galaxy. You know,
that's right.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting for it to come out.
That's a must watch. That's as close to a perfect movie as I think.
When it comes out, we'll watch it probably maybe that day or maybe the day after, whenever we can get to it for sure.
Your wife's gonna hate it.
Oh no, she's not. She loves
Guardians. She's gonna hate it.
Oh well, I mean, in that sense, yes.
It's so sad.
I know.
But it's so good. You're gonna just watch it stone face because you have no soul. But she's gonna be like, you got to turn this off.
I was gonna say maybe I'll shed a tear.
You might, man. I didn't.
I'll do one of these. Man, it's in my eye.
I got choked up. I got that feeling in my throat. I did get the feeling in my throat.
I'll say the classic line, man. Why are my eyes sweating?
Whenever something sad happens, like if it's Groot or Rocket, I just think, okay, this is just Vin Diesel. Okay, this is just Bradley Cooper.
This is just a movie. These aren't real people.
Yeah, great movie though. Really excited where they're potentially taking the direction of the Guardians of the Galaxy in the future, maybe.
So that's everything for this weekend. That's everything for this weekend, Disney. Next week on Diz His, we're going to be covering the history on Muppet Vision 3D, which is at Hollywood Studios.
Really excited for the history on that, because I didn't know there was a history on that.
There's a history on everything.
There is.
There's a history on everything. And fun fact, the Waldorf and Statler animatronics both have three arms.
Why?
Why? We'll find out more next week. So next week we'll find out more about three arms.
So if you want to connect with us, please reach out to us on all social media at DizHisPod. You want to hear more from us, you can visit our link tree, and I'll have all of our old prior episodes on there. And don't forget, if you want to be a part of the action and part of the live show banter, as we call it on our Discord channel, you can join our Goof Troop for as little as $2 a month. You can be a part of these game shows. You can be a part of the Peanut Gallery. You can be the Waldorf and Statler if you want, and harass us like most of our Patreon members do. We love them anyway. You can do that for as little as $2 a month by going to Patreon and searching up Diz His, or just going to our link tree. You can hit the Patreon link on there.
Special thanks to Adam for hosting our draft. Really appreciate all the work you did doing.
Yes, thank you so much.
So that was our Magic Kingdom draft. I'm Alex.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Adam.
Thank you for listening. Have a magical week.